Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of this personality disorder, and sometimes just the traits. Today's episode is going to be about love bombing. Love bombing. How love bombing can look different for different people. Yeah, so I talk to a lot of people, y'all. You know, if you don't know, I do one-on-ones over Zoom. I do. I've been doing it for over a year now. I've been doing it for a year and a half. I've been doing it for a while. I do one-on-ones over Zoom, and one of the main things that I talk about is love bombing. People say the love bombing phase was intense, and other people say things like, well, the love bombing phase wasn't that intense. They were just there for me. I was vulnerable, and they listened to me. I was vulnerable, and they were ear to listen to me. They were shoulder to cry. The love bombing phase wasn't really what people make it out to be. It wasn't the trips to Paris or the flowers and the roses and things like that. My quote-unquote love bombing was just kind of mediocre. And I stop people when they say that. I was like, that's still love bombing. So how is that love bombing? It wasn't over the top like they make it seem like. Love bombing, your version of love is going to be different. What makes you happy is going to be different. So if you're going through a divorce, or if you're just in a vulnerable state and things like that, and they are doing, and this person knows that you're going through that, and they are shoulder to cry, you're not used to. They are the opposite of what you're used to. They listen to you. They're verbalizing things for you. They're just, you know, making your life a little bit easier. That is also a different form of love bombing. It's like a little love pop. You know the little firecrackers that they throw, the little white bags that you throw, and they pop. You throw it at somebody and it pops on the ground like pop, pop, pop. That's what some narcissistic people do. Some narcissists don't have the financial capability to love bomb the bejesus out of you, take you on trips and be extravagant and things like that. So what they'll do is become your prototypical. They'll become the archetype of your perfect person. I'm not used to this. My ex-husband was a manipulative, horrible person that never listened to me. I would cry and they would just rage out on me. I couldn't cry. I couldn't express myself. Now you meet this new man or woman that is listening to you. They let you cry on their shoulders. They actually put a handkerchief on their shoulders and say, hey, look, this shirt is new, but you can cry on it. They'll do that type of stuff for you. They'll let you cry on their shoulder. They'll do all this nice stuff for you. That's love. Yeah, it's still love bombing. Peel back the layers. This person is everything I've ever wanted in a human being. It doesn't necessarily have to mean that this person is taking you to Ecuador or the Dominican Republic or the UK, or if you're in the UK, they're not taking you to the US or wherever. You know, they're not taking you to Mexico or Canada. They can just be listening to you intently, and they can also be in a relationship. Yo, love bombing is different for everybody. Your version, the love bombing phase was intense. Could mean that that person just enveloped your time and just sat on your couch and listened to you and didn't interrupt you. They wanted to. If it's a narcissist that you're dealing with, they absolutely wanted to interrupt you. But they didn't do it because they knew you didn't want to be interrupted. Because guess what? You told them, your ex used to interrupt you when you tried to express yourself. Because guess what they're going to do? They're going to stifle the mechanism inside of themselves that makes them want to interrupt you. They absolutely are. So many people think that the love bombing or whatever is going to, you know, they think love bombing is just extravagant. It can be subtle. Love pops. It can be a chain of love bombing. If I say you can set off one little big bomb or you can set off a chain reaction to little bombs that explode big. Boom, 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 boom. You mean? Boom, boom, boom. They can do all of that stuff right there for you. You know what I mean? Love bombing looks different for every single person. It just can. You know what I mean? It just absolutely can. If you are dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person or whatever, they listen to you. A lot of narcissistic people are very, very analytical. They're very logical and they listen. Narcissists are good listeners. So if just listening to you, love bombing could just be a big amount of them.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Doing things that you are not used to. Love bombing can be just them giving you a lot of what you're not accustomed to. It doesn't have to be huge, over the top things. That might not be what works for you. What works for you might just be listening to you for a long period of time. But guess what? Sooner or later, if the love bombing that works on you is just listening intently to you, if that works on you, sooner or later, that narcissistic person is going to get tired of doing that for you. They're going to get tired of being there for you. They're going to get tired of doing all this stuff for you. Sooner or later, the mask is going to drop and they're going to become who they really, really are. Sooner or later, they're going to do that to you, and they're going to get tired of doing things for you and start doing things to you. That's why I think that's when the dynamic switches, when the love bombing phase ends, whatever it looks like for you. It could be super over the top, or it could be a little subtle love bombing chain reaction phase. Boy, I'm be spit. Y'all, don't y'all dare come on my channel and say, Lee, you don't be spitting. Because some of these analogies, I just said a chain reaction of love bombs. Oh, what? Where else have you heard that? Lee, the narcissist is the part of you. Just kicked in. We saw a flash right there. You're bragging on your analogies. Look, calm down, man. I know. But that was fire. Yeah, I don't get hyped too often. But that was fire. A chain reaction of love? Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. A chain reaction of love bombs? You know what I mean? Just do you. Be blessed, y'all. Like, love, whatever love bombing looks like for you, once it ends, that narcissist is going to, you know, that narcissist, the person, is going to start resenting you for making them work so hard to get you. But Lee, they didn't work hard to get me. All they did was listen to me. Y'all know how hard it is to listen to somebody vent about their emotions? As a narcissist, you understand how hard it is for me to sit right here and listen to you talk about your emotions. Some narcissistic people are going to resent you for that, especially if they're not getting anything from you. They're going to, that build up, especially if it takes them long to get you, that's how they get you. You know what I mean? So I just feel like when love bombing is going to look, again, love bombing is going to look different for every single person. It doesn't have to be this huge, over-the-top stuff. Your story of being love bombed and another survivor or thriver of a narcissist, their story could be completely different. They could tell, you could tell them, like, look, I got jet setted off to Paris, France, and I got my mile high cheeks clapped. You know, I got my cheeks, I joined the mile high club and got my cheeks clapped in the bathroom, whatever. They could just tell you, well, that didn't happen to me. Only thing that happened to me was they were just, you know, I was going through a horrible divorce, or my parent was sick or something like that, and they just listened to me and they were there for me. That was the love bombing. That's what I got. They paid attention to me. That's still a little different form of love bombing, y'all. It's still a different form of love bombing, but it is still a love bomb. It's just a smaller bomb. Every bomb is going to be a different size. And there's a difference between an atomic bomb and a stick of dynamite. A stick of dynamite might not ruin a country, but an atomic bomb is going to set you back some centuries sometime if it's placed correctly. You know what I mean? That atomic bomb, like, there's different magnitudes of different bombs and things like that. It just, there just is, y'all. So everybody's love bombing is going to be different. No two love bombs are going to be of the equal or same magnitude. I feel like a lot of people don't understand that concept about that. Everybody thinks love bombing has to be some over the top, like explosion. Like, boom! You got to see it from, you got to be able to see the love bomb from space. the mushroom cloud from the love bomb. It doesn't happen that way for everybody, y'all. It just absolutely doesn't. You know what I mean? So, today is the live in-person meetup. If you're listening to this, I'm posting it in the morning. Durham, North Carolina, July 23rd. Come to the meetup in Durham, North Carolina, Honeysuckle and Lakewood. Come by, say hey. Me, Raw Motivations, a few other people will be there. Live in-person meet and greet in Durham, North Carolina. Today, I'm posting it. It's 3 p.m. I'm posting this early in the morning. So at 3 p.m., come say hey in Durham, North Carolina, y'all. My battery's about to die. If you're watching this on YouTube, I'll keep looking up. This yellow with a line through. It's about to die on me. So stay tuned for more. Like and subscribe for more. And if you see this video early enough, come to Durham, North Carolina and say, hey, Mental Illness is out. Peace. Like and subscribe. Peace. If you're on Apple Music, Spotify, whatever, hit that 5-star to me. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all, because as much as y'all say y'all learn from me, I learn even more from y'all. Thank you. I'm talking super bad. Bye, y'all.